Shalom, beloved watchmen. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My name is Michelle Kutsia. I am from South Africa, and I would like to share with you the vision of the tsunami wave. In the month of May 2010, my husband and I organized the 50 days of fasting and prayer at the Johannesburg Correctional Center. From Easter Sunday to Pentecost Sunday, we invited the inmates to fast and pray in a communal cell for 50 days. And we also invited the staff members, the service providers, and members from the community to come and pray with us during this time. We could not find intercessors to register for the evening time slot of prayer. And this is where Holy Spirit spoke to Arthur and myself, saying, "You as a family have the time to come and fast and pray during the night hours." Now Arthur and I were just so very blessed to have our three precious children joining us at this crucial time to come and pray in the night hours. One morning at 2 a.m., I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit. I reached that point of weeping and crying out to Abba Father for revival in our nation. I asked, "Lord Jesus, when is the promised revival coming to South Africa? Why does revival tarry?" The Spirit of the Lord came upon me that night. I heard a voice saying, "Watch this, my child. I am going to show you what is going to happen in South Africa and also in the nations." This is the time of the morning at 2 a.m. where I saw the vision. It was as if I looked at a movie on a big screen. I could clearly see a huge tsunami wave coming in from the Western Cape province. Inside this tsunami wave was a barrel wave. And inside the barrel wave, I saw intercessors positioned with their arms lifted high, praising God. It looked as if they were moving forward on a surfboard. When I looked down, I saw that it was not a surfboard. They were moving forward on the Word of God, the Bible. I saw behind this wave a strong wind blowing the wave forward. This wind was blowing the wave from one province to the next, and I heard so clearly Holy Spirit saying to me, "This wave that I am showing you is the wave of prayer. The wind that you see is my Ruach breath of life blowing this wave forward. Tell my people." They can talk about revival. They can preach about revival. But revival will only come when my people begin to pray day and night. I saw behind this wave a flame burning up high. This flame had a blending of colors: blue, purple, red, orange, green. And the Holy Spirit said, "The flame that you see is my Shekinah glory. When the prayers of repentance comes up to me, I will release my Shekinah glory." I saw this wave moving from the Western Cape to the Eastern Cape, gathering all the watchmen, the intercessors from the Eastern Cape. It moved to the Southern Cape, gathering the watchmen. The tsunami wave moved then to the Northern Cape, gathering the watchmen. It gathered the watchmen in KwaZulu-Natal, in the Free State, in Mpumalanga, in Gauteng, in the Northwest Province, and in Limpopo. And then I saw this wave moving to the nations, gathering the watchmen up in Africa, East, West, North Africa, the watchmen in Israel, Europe, in the nations. It gathered all the watchmen in the nations. And then I heard Abba Father say, "This is the time that I have promised," of 2 Chronicles 7:14. "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land." There is a cry, there is a call from the Father's heart for the watchman to arise. There is a cry to awaken the watchman, a cry and a call for the watchman to pray day and night. And we are calling on the watchmen in the nations. This is the answer. God promises if we begin to pray and if we repent and return from our wicked ways, He will heal our land. Our land is in need of healing. God promises healing for the nations. This is the time. Come, watchmen, let us begin to pray. Let us gather in our homes. Even during this time where we are locked down, we are not locked up in prayer. Let us raise our voices. Let us lift up our voices and begin to call on Abba Father. Let us begin to pray day and night, trusting God for the revival of the nations. Joel 2 says, "Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm, and call for the watchman." We release the sound as we call, "Awaken, Father, awaken your watchman to arise and to begin to pray. The time is short, your coming is soon, your coming is at hand. Even so, come, Lord Jesus."